Hello and welcome to the first ever Clever Hack podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. It is Sunday afternoon, about 2:18 p.m. And weather here in Westchester, Pennsylvania is 72 degrees apparently and cloudy. Looks like it's going to rain, but the weather's saying it's not going to. I have no idea when this podcast is going to end, so I apologize in advance. I've been running through it. This is probably my third time running through it, so it looks, I don't know, it'll be a couple minutes. So, I apologize for any background noise. I'm doing this literally in the living room of my apartment, so in addition to hearing the jet engine known as the refrigerator going off, you'll probably hear the outside door for my apartment building banging, and if not that, you'll hear cars outside with their engines and sometimes loud music. And to top it off, there's a private airport in Helioport not too far away from me, so sometimes it sounds like living in a war zone here. So hopefully it'll be a little bit quiet as I go through this podcast. Anyway, I'm happy that you've joined me, and I'm happy to finally decided to go ahead and talk into my PowerBook here. Feel like I'm talking to myself, so I don't know, it feels a little weird here. My setup right now, as I said before, I'm literally in the family room of my apartment. I'm sitting here with my PowerBook G4 1.25 gigahertz with a pair of cheap headphones and an old version of GarageBand running. So that's all I'm doing this with. With that, I just wanted to let you know what we're going to talk about today. Aside from all this navel gazing, we're going to talk about Clever Hack site news. I have some pieces of information to go ahead and to share with you. Some tech news, some stuff that's happening in the world beyond Clever Hack. And also, I have a phone story for you. Yes, I need to tell you about my cell phone. And a little bit about music, and then I think we're going to launch into my closing after we talk about music. So, first things first, let's go ahead and talk about some Clever Hack site news. Aside from launching into the era of podcasting, we're finally in 2006 here at Clever Hack. I just wanted to note that I find it highly, ironic, I guess, that my numbers of RSS readers, or people who are accessing the site via RSS, has actually like exploded within the past few months. So first of all, to my RSS audience, thank you, and I appreciate your reading. And secondly, I just wanted to say that I do find it kind of ironic that my RSS readers are going up, and I don't really read via RSS, or read blogs via RSS, I should say, mostly because if I'm reading a blog, I find it really hard to read a story from a blog. I always like to read about the author, I like to see what pictures they put up, I like to even see, like, how they designed their blog, if they're, you know, how much, or, you know, what kind of links they have. So I find, like, if I read from RSS, it seems like I'm missing something, but that's just my own opinion. I don't know. I guess weird like that. So there you go. Next, in addition to looking at RSS readers, I want to say that I've got a huge number of Canadians who are reading my blog. I don't know why that amuses me so, but it's the biggest, after the US, that's the biggest geographic area where my readers are coming from. So I don't know why, but and I know I have a couple Canadian blogs who link to me, but yeah, I find that surprising, and I like to say I say eh to my to my Canadian readers. Kind of neat to know that you guys are reading. Last but not least, I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a problem with Technorati crawling my site. As I mentioned before, I think about maybe like 6 weeks ago, I put a post about Technorati and like how it's not crawling my site anymore, and like my links were all messed up. Well, they had written me back, and the Technorati customer support said, in effect, that my blog had been misrepresented in the database, and they had fixed that, and it should be good to go. And after that, the customer service rep had like reset my blog, quote unquote. She reset my links, and all seemed good. I was getting the crawler for a couple of days there, and then after that, I got maybe the crawler maybe once or twice more after that, but now I don't. And it doesn't matter if I go ahead and ping it via, like, an automatic service or manually at technorati.com/ping. Still no love. Still no technorati love. And it's kind of, I don't want to say annoying me, but I'm kind of frustrated because I'd like to go ahead and participate in getting into the tag cloud up at technorati, because when I was getting cataloged via technorati, I was getting visitors. Like, if I put up, like, something about music, I was getting people who were searching on that music tag. So, anyway, I put in another tech support email to technorati. I haven't heard back. It's been a couple days, but I will let you guys know. I don't know. I'm just kind of curious as to who is getting linked or getting crawled by technorati or not. So there you go. Next in tech news, all big tech news revolution here. I thought it was kind of interesting that I was reading earlier today about the whole spat between Microsoft and Adobe. Apparently, Microsoft wants to include the ability to write PDFs in the next version of Office, a move which I find as good as a net plus there for Office users, because I can even see it even with my my coworkers and stuff that we have an increasing need to go ahead and publish to PDF. I used to see it done by other companies is if somebody needs to go ahead and print to PDF, they would use, there's not only Adobe Acrobat to write PDFs, but there's also PDF printer software. And if you go ahead and Google for PDF printer software, you'll see like hundreds, if not thousands, of results back on these PDF printer drivers. For example, a good example is PDF 995, which is a software package which I personally use. And basically what happens is that you create your document and you go to print, and instead of printing to, like a standalone printer, manual or mechanical printer, you'd go ahead and print to the quote-unquote PDF printer driver. Now, most of these software program, software printer drivers are paid, or they only have like a 15-day, demo. PDF 995, on the other hand, is free if you use the version with the ads. The only thing is that if you use an enterprise, of course, like in the enterprise, you want to see ads popping up on your software. So, with that, I thought it was surprising that Adobe is getting ticked at Microsoft, about including the ability to write PDFs. Right now, it just seems like it's a pissing match between Microsoft and Adobe, because Adobe is saying that including PDF writer software, violates violates Microsoft's antitrust ruling in Europe and all that. I don't know. I think in this case, as much as I hate to say it, I think Microsoft is doing the right thing. Even though, yes, I do realize that they are including their own Microsoft is including their own proprietary software format called, it's called XPS, in the next version of Office. I still think that PDF is not going away. So there you go with that. Next, and this is kind of like more blogosphere news than anything else. I thought it was interesting about the new Micro Formats announcement that was released in conjunction with technorati. Apparently what Micro Formats are, it's a way of tagging your posts, and you can go, like for example, WordPress, the blogging software, which I and many others use, has the ability to use Micro Formats with the XFN declaration for link blog if we use that. I find micro formats interesting. I'd like to expand it the use of it in my blog beyond the link role. When I find out more or figure out more or I'll get interested, I will discuss this in the future. Next, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my phone. I hesitate to say that I've recorded this part of the podcast a little bit too much, so I hope this goes. Anyway, phone. I have an LG 9800. It's called the V by Verizon. And what it is, it's a flip phone. So it has a traditional phone front with a small screen and like phone keys on the front. And then you can flip it over and it opens up to be like a little PDA where it has a screen about 2 inches by 1.5 inches. And it has speakers on the side of the screen and it has a full keyboard. On the bottom of the phone, it has a camera lens, 1.2 megapixel camera, along with where the phone battery is. And the phone camera, in fact, is the camera I took those the death cab pictures with that didn't come out too hot because I was too far away. I have this phone. And on the morning of May 19th, I charged the phone that night because I was going to the Apple Store grand opening. And I took the phone, took it off the charger, you know, threw it into my purse. It's a kind of a bulky phone. You know, I guess I didn't go ahead. I just shoved it in my purse that day. And I get to work, and I took the phone out of my purse, and the phone's on the Verizon Wireless splash screen. It hadn't fully booted up. It had rebooted itself and only booted to that splash screen. And I'm thinking, oh, that isn't good. So I'm trying to turn the phone on and off, get it off that splash screen. Nothing worked. I'm, you know, kind of frustrated because that night I was supposed to go out and not having a phone with me would not have been good, aside from the fact that I wanted to moblog with the phone. So what I had done in that morning was I went ahead on Google and searched for where the phone battery would be, because I'm such an idiot about little gadgety things sometimes. I didn't realize the phone's battery was where the camera lens is, and there's an oh-so-obvious slide which releases the battery, but I couldn't tell where it was. So I went ahead and Googled for where the battery was, and then started taking the battery in and out of the phone, thinking that maybe that would get it out of whatever mode it was in. Did not work. No love. So, at lunch that day, phone's still not working. I go to what I thought was a Verizon Wireless store, but turned out to be a mere reseller who couldn't help me, who wouldn't service the phone for me. So I go back to my queue. I'm very stressed, to say the least, because I thought, you know, heck, I was going to be without a phone that night. And then I started Googling for Verizon, you know, VX9800, you know, problems, you know, started Googling for stuff related to this phone having problems, and I found somebody on a message board relating the fact that they had the similar problem, they took the phone to the Verizon Wireless store, and all the guy seemed to do was to press a couple buttons while the thing was rebooting. So with that in mind, one final thing I'd done, you know, at my wit's end, was that I took the phone battery out, and then got the phone to reboot, and as it was rebooting, I started pressing the send and the end buttons on the phone. If you own the phone, you'll be able to see exactly where they're at. And I pressed them, I couldn't tell you, I guess it was kind of concurrently, as the phone was rebooting, and I got it out of the stuck mode it was in. So, long story short, or I should say the conclusion of my very long story, is that if you have an LG 9800V phone, take the phone battery out, press the send and the end buttons as it's booting, and then maybe you can bypass that Verizon Wireless splash screen. So, there you go. One to grow on there. Next, I have the word music written on my notes, and a big circle around it. So I guess I wanted to talk about music next. And actually what I just wanted to mention to you is that right now I'm finding it really exciting to listen to music again. I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but I don't know, we're in a good spot with music. It's aside from having iTunes and the lack of really any music video service, I know I haven't really seen a music video on MTV for like the longest time. I think that we're in a really good phase now, especially with XM and I would imagine Sirius, you know. I find it amazing that nowadays I can go ahead and turn on, you know, like a satellite radio channel and listen to, you know, college rock or alt rock with no commercials. That's just awesome. And, you know, I've been able to listen to a lot more bands, and it's surprising for me to find that I'm still, even though I'm a decade older than I was, you know, back in the early 90s, I'm still gravitating back to the Seattle sound, and, you know, a lot of the bands that I'm starting to listen to again are on Sub Pop, which was a big, well, not big, but an influential record imprint way back in the early 90s. I thought, you know, it's kind of cool. It's neat to see those musical roots, seeing that influence again. So, and yes, I will admit that there still is a pair of Doc Martens underneath my bed. There are, I'm gonna get them a couple of years ago, but yep, I still have them. So there you go. Music is exciting, and one of my personal goals for this summer is to hopefully go to a few more area shows in the Philly area, be able to catch some more bands. So that's something I'd like to do. And with that upbeat note, I guess I will start closing this podcast by stating that first and foremost, I'd like to congratulate a certain friend of mine who is actually starting a new job at, well, my favorite tech company, well, at the moment, Apple, and I wish him all the best of luck. And if, you know, he knows of an opening for the Apple marketing department where they need a, you know, a telecommuter, I'm all there, man. I'm all there. You just have to ask me for my resume. So congratulations and good luck. And finally, just to give you an idea of what I'll be talking about the next time I do this, if I do, no, I'm sure I will. I'm looking for a new mobile blogging setup because my little phone, as I explained to you earlier, while it's great for some little things like being a phone, it's not so great for mobile blogging. And I'd like to have something, I don't know, I think I might want to have a tablet, and I'd also like to have a better camera setup. Right now I have an S230 Canon PowerShot, and it's nice. It's small, but I think I could get something nicer, and maybe I'll be talking about ideas about mobilogging in my next podcast. But I think that's all for this Sunday afternoon. I wish to thank you for listening to my blabbering on, and if you have any questions, any comments, any input, if you want to be interviewed, if you want to be a smart aleck, you can go ahead and contact me at blog@cleverhack.com. Or you can always catch me on IM. I'm usually idling on at least one of the services I have listed. So with that, I will let you guys go. Thanks. And until next time, bye.